This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Special shout-out to all our new listeners listening to us, Clovis, New Mexico, Lubbock, Texas, up through the panhandle of Oklahoma, too, and to a special shout also to our listeners in San Antonio listening to us on 930 The Answer, and in Denver, 710 KNUS News Talk. Thanks very much. Get a lot of email and comments from you folks. Keep them coming. We appreciate it. We try to answer everything that we get. Now, we give a special shout out, as we do to start every hour out, to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, 25 years worth of firefighter experience in here with me, police, hospital room, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget the all-important Border Patrol too, doing a bang-up job keeping us free and safe. And to all the people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Not to forget about our Uber, our Lyft, and our taxi drivers, and our big old bus drivers out there working hard, too, keeping America rolling along. Thank you. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have there for you to look at. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, we're going to start out this hour with the national anthem. America and all those who defend, protect, and serve her, keeping us free and safe. We will not let you down, and we've got your six here on this radio show. Now, it's official. The witch hunts are back. I don't know what the Democrats have left. They've had a very bad week, and every time they've turned around, they've lost, and they've lost big, and they lost even bigger when the U.S. Supreme Court signed in Friday night and said that the president can use the $2.5 billion taken from the Defense Department for the border wall. They have an emergency along the border. Everybody seems to agree with that, except for a few. And, oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, what does she have to say to that? She changes the subject, and here is what she said.
that many people had expected we would and perhaps thought that we did.
And President bragged that we would, yeah.
So I would love a bit more of your response to that, and specifically, are there any underlying economic factors that most concern you? Is there anything there in the data that gives you pause?
Well, I haven't seen all of the data yet except the figures.
Closer to
2.5, and the President has set used 3% as the standard. I do think that our GDP will rise when we have when we raise the minimum wage and people have more purchasing power.
All right, now I'm going to stop it right there because this is ridiculous. Oh, the GDP will go up when we raise the minimum wage and people will have more purchasing power. Let me tell you something. The Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, came out and said if the minimum wage does go up to the $15 an hour level, 3.7 million people will lose their jobs and will be laid off because the employers won't be able to afford them. Nancy doesn't get it. So instead, we come up with a new false narrative. I mean, the House Liberals, Nancy Pelosi, have been just laying it out there. I mean, falsely accusing President Trump of corruption, abuse of power, obstruction, mob-style tactics, witness tampering, criminal behavior, illegal cover-ups. Am I leaving anything out? I probably am. You know who's doing the abuse of power? It's the Democrats. It's the Democrats. There's zero evidence to justify anything they're doing. Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, there's zero evidence. And the Mueller testimony, and what we unfortunately saw there, because you've just seen the last of Robert Mueller for many years to come in the political scene for any reason whatsoever, because he definitely looked like as if he was not even in the room with some of the questions and some of the expressions he was giving. And by the way, having been a firefighter, EMT, paramedic, let me tell you a little story. I was watching him. I was watching his mannerisms. I was watching his eyes. I was watching the way he was falling around. He looked like a guy that had dementia. He really did. And that's the way I would call it in if I was on a rescue call and I ran into somebody like him. But that's just me. Well, our president is an innocent man. Again, it's been proven. How many times do you have to do this? Over and over and over and over again. All right, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, if you want to give us a call, you can do that too. Kathy's going to give you the phone number coming out of the break here right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Sage of L.A., Larry Elder, heard on many of these same stations. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth up there in good old Seattle, Washington State, father and son team that run Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 years. You've heard about it. Everybody's talking about it. Because if you're struggling with any type of pain, or if you've got muscle aches, you've got things that, you know, you've taken other things for, you don't want to take prescription drugs, you want to get rid of it, I have a solution for you. This is non-prescription, it's all natural, it's called Relief Factor. And my problem is arthritis. And that's what happens when you break a bunch of bones and whatnot and have injuries over the years. When you get older, guess what? It comes back to bite you. You can actually become the weather forecaster and be more accurate than the weather service. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start program for $19.95. Now, I'll tell you, it's worked for a lot of people, or I wouldn't be talking about it. It's worked for me. I wouldn't be talking about it. And I've got several friends that have taken this, and it's working for them right now. One person said it worked right away. Another person said they can feel a difference right now. And another person, I believe they're on their second week or so, they said they don't notice any difference yet. Well, it's all in the individual. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. Go there. Go there. And sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. It worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Geraldo Rivera once in a while gets it right. And he was on Fox News talking about this situation in New York and around the country with the police, where they're throwing water on the cops and they're doing this, that, and the other, and they're disrespecting the police. And I'm going to put something out there on the table right now. Back when I was in the fire service, more than one time, we were called to incidents in large cities that I was in. New York City happened to be one of them, by the way. The other one was Syracuse, New York, where we would go in there to assist the cops, and we'd take a pumper in there and crank out the fire hose, bring out the inch and a half, because we'd bring the smaller hose, not the bigger one, bring out the inch and a half, crank up the water pressure on the truck to 150 pounds, and blow the people out of the street that were protesting or wouldn't move with water. We also had water cannons on the trucks we could use, called monitors, to do the same thing. But we chose to use a fire hose. And with these kids and these gang members that are disrespecting the police in Atlanta, in San Francisco, in L.A., in Portland, and now in New York City, where it's moving around the country, here's what Geraldo Rivera had to say.
The NYPD is being, everyone's just aghast. Their iconic logo is being sullied right now because now in a fourth incident, a water incident, of our officers on the streets just doing their job and being doused with buckets of water, a fourth separate episode has emerged. Geraldo, of a guy who worked here, understands the streets of New York City as good as anybody. This was taught in the academy to walk away.
These are kids watching that.
This has got to stop.
Well, in my day, somebody with a billy club would have whacked me in the on the behind, and that can't happen anymore. But having gone through so many police funerals for officers killed in the line of duty, I cannot abide this. This is absolutely disgusting to me. This is so embarrassing. New York lived through, I lived through the 60s and 70s where there were over 2,000 homicides every single year. Now it's one-tenth of that.
Right.
The city is the safest big city on earth because of the thin blue line who protects us against crime, against anarchy and disorder. They should be revered. And since 9/11, generally speaking, they have been.
Here's what the president said, Geraldo, last night.
Probably the worst mayor in the history of New York City. He's done a bad job, and now he's running for president, and people can't even believe it. He's a horrible mayor. The policemen just and women cannot stand him. They don't respect him. They don't like him. Remember, they turned their back on him a couple of years ago when he got up to speak. Everybody turned their back, and they kept it that way, and still they want to do it, but they still have respect for the office, if not him. I thought that was tragic, watching that scene. A couple of days ago when I first saw it, I couldn't believe it. I said, let me see that again. I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Geraldo, the news this morning is that apparently three of the people who were in some of those early episodes have been arrested, and they've already made bail and are out, including a guy who apparently was a gang member with the Crips. And the charges are all misdemeanor, except in one case where one of the buckets fried somebody's body camera, and so they will face a slightly tougher charge.
Well, I think that there was an assault committed, and I would like to see an assault charged.
Yes.
You have a situation where New Yorkers became spoiled. We had Giuliani for two terms, Bloomberg for three terms. We got spoiled with an administration that put the city back on track, that honored cops and had different communities speaking with each other, cops on the corner, community policing and so forth. Under de Blasio, in my first month as a resident of New York City with de Blasio as mayor, it snowed in the Upper East Side, a relatively upscale neighborhood. He wouldn't pick up the snow because he wanted the other communities to be serviced before the Republican, one Republican district in Manhattan, the Silk Stocking District. He showed his cards then. He is he's an activist. He's not, someone who really has a vision of all the group in the city acting together, everyone pulling in the same direction, people being positive about the future of the city. De Blasio seems much more divisive. It is no accident that he's polling zero as he runs for president of the United States.
Right.
He's extremely unpopular, even in New York City. And this incident, to not generate outrage from the mayor, I think, is itself an outrage.
Well, by the way, a couple of tweets. De Blasio came back at the president. If the president called him out, he says Donald Trump knows nothing about his hometown. He never lived a real New York City life. He should get off Twitter. Then the NYPD union member wrote, tweeted this out about De Blasio. Get it straight, Warren Wilhelm Jr. Donald Trump Jr. from New York City rebuilt the city in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that looked like blank city you are now creating. He lives here when you were supporting socialism and the Sandinistas. He was always a patriot. I know I lived in that. That's right back at the mayor, because the mayor was sympathetic to the Sandinistas, and he did live that life.
I became friends with Donald Trump when he was in his 20s, a developer in Queens, the borough of Queens, a county on Long Island. He came into New York. He saw the Hotel Commodore on 42nd Street. It was a den of iniquity, hookers, junkies, muggers. It was 42nd Street. It was a cancer. Trump came in, and he redid it. And it became the Grand Hyatt Hotel. It was a magnet for the rebirth of the entire Times Square area. He did the same thing. Wallman Skating Rink, the west side of Manhattan, which was a dump. All those piers now shining high, high tower residences. It's a brand new neighborhood. The golf course in the Bronx. He's done a lot more. I would submit Trump has done a lot more for New York City than the mayor, de Blasio, who's out of town, who goes to the gym in a different borough by escorted police convoys. Right. The guy is totally out of touch.
And he'd be outraged right now if he was up. He usually sleeps till 10.
Bill de Blasio, the embarrassment that is New York. You know, Rudy Giuliani was the mayor when I was there, and I know a little bit something about what was going on. And Donald Trump was there, too. And Donald Trump, I never knew the man, but I saw him come to some of his construction sites. I saw the way he worked with the steel workers, with the carpenters, with the electricians. He was one of the guys, and he talked like one of the guys, okay? That's how come he's not as polished as a president as some people would like to be. Because in New York City, you got to be rough, you got to be tough, you got to be gruff to get along. And that's just the way it is. Now, it's not the way it is all across America, but that's the way it is in New York City. And the unions run everything. And he had to work with the unions. And that's why he has that roughness, that gruffness about him. But it's the New York City style. A lot of people don't like it. Well, too bad, so sad. But guess what? It's how you survive in New York. It's the survival of the fittest in New York City, just like it is in many major cities around the country. Totally different deal. And once you figure it out and you understand what it is that goes on, then everybody gets along and away you go. You do your job, you keep your mouth shut, and everything's fine. But if you want to rock the boat, like de Blasio's doing, again, 0%. That's what he's polling, 0%. I don't know what he's thinking, why he's even out there. Well, I do know why he's out there. He can't run for mayor again. So instead he's going to threaten this president. Well, when you're not the president anymore, you're not going to be welcome in New York City. Really? De Blasio? You're not welcome in New York City now in a bunch of places. Just a fact. All right. We'll be coming right back. Weekend edition, Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, the first military and veterans news segment coming up when we come back. Again, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Glad you're aboard. I'll see you on the return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The United States and Guatemala signed a so-called Safe Third Country Immigration Asylum Agreement just days after the president threatened to impose tariffs on the country if it did not agree to the deal. Trump says this deal will put an end to human smuggling at the border.
We're sending a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers that your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala, the safety of migrants and their families. Will protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and will end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
While speaking with reporters, the president also downplayed North Korea's latest missile tests.
They're short-range missiles, and my relationship is very good with Chairman Kim, and we'll see what happens, but they are short-range missiles, and many people have those missiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition. By the way, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, if you're coming out of the military and you're getting out and you don't know exactly what you're going to do next, going to take a little breather, check the weather, and you know, see what things are like, what type of career you might want. Maybe you're going to do what you did when you were trained in the military. Maybe you want a different career altogether. Or if you're getting out of high school, you've been to one of those vo-tech schools, and you know, you're going to start out at a journeyman apprentice wage and work your way up, that's fine. But how about this? For those of you in a dead-end job going nowhere,
with no chance for the future of pay raise or promotion, I got an idea for you. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Let me repeat that. You can be on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. What does it mean? Check them out. NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number 800-659-2080. Take the tour. Tell them you want to take a tour of the place and have them show you everything that's there and explain what it is that I just said. You are in control of your own destiny. Aviation maintenance techs are sought after right now. Sought after. The certified aviation maintenance techs can pretty much write their ticket to wherever they want to go. You will have job security. You will have advancement. You will have promotions. You will have pay raises. You will have benefits. You can work overseas for a military contractor or possibly even a military government or an airline that has a facility overseas where they need to have an aviation maintenance staff. If so, many of those jobs are six-figure salaried jobs. Think about that. So check them out, naa.edu, or 800-659-2080. All right, well, we've got a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, confirmed by the U.S. Senate, General Mark Milley. He will be the 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He had an 89-1 vote in the Senate. Congratulations to him. He's going to be a good one, former Army Chief of Staff. Now, this is disgusting, and shame on these Marines. I realize you're innocent until you're proven guilty, but still. The NCIS, not the TV show, the real NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, carried out a mass arrest. So far, 19 Marines at Camp Pendleton have been arrested. What have they been arrested for? Alleged human smuggling and drug offenses. Marines going down onto the border with their personal vehicles, picking up illegals, picking up packages, bringing them back up towards L.A. or wherever, dropping them off for large sums of money. As much as $8,000 to take three illegals and drop them at a certain place. As much as $8,000. Unbelievable. All out of Camp Pendleton so far. So we'll keep our eyes on that, and that's a big black eye, and I certainly hope there's no more than that. Certainly hope. Now, confirmation for President Donald Trump's nominee for Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was set to move forward after lawmakers interviewed him in private. We're talking about General Hyten. This is the one who has had a possible problem with a lady. There's a rumor to that effect, but nothing's been proven yet. It's one of those he said, she said things, which likes to surface itself every now and then. So unless it can be proven, it's like nobody ever said a word. By the way, what were the Navy SEALs thinking? Foxtrot Platoon of SEAL Team 7 held a 4th of July party where some of their members consumed alcohol against regulations. And a senior enlisted member of the platoon was accused of raping a female service member attached to the platoon. So, the Navy, while investigating reports of that unit, has pulled that platoon out of Iraq over misconduct reports. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, A day after two North Korean missiles launched from North Korea and rattled Asia a little bit, splashed 270 miles downrange in the South China Sea, Iran turns around and launches a missile, believed to be an S-300, that flew 600 miles parallel across Iran and went down, finally, after the 600-mile flight, north of Tehran, north and east of Tehran, in a remote area. We have since found out that the missile that Iran fired came from North Korea. Now, that shouldn't be any big surprise to anybody, because North Korea and Iran have been working together on the joint missile program for a number of years. And North Korea's test firing of the two short-range missiles and Iran's too is not an obstacle to the Trump administration's efforts to reach a denuclearization agreement with Kim Jong-un, and I'm emphasizing the because they're still talking to each other, the two countries. Now, Taiwan said the U.S. Navy is free to sail through its strait after an American warship did so after Beijing warned against foreign interference in its relationship with the island and threatened again to invade the island and take control of Taiwan. I'll tell you what, if they did that, with all the different treaties and the things that are going on, that would probably bring about World War III, and they know it. They know it. Also, the ongoing peace negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban right now seem to be more of a charade designed simply to provide the United States a, quote, face-saving way out of Afghanistan, so says the former CIA director, deputy director Mike Morrell. Remember him under Barack Obama? I wouldn't put too much into what he has to say. By the way, remember the USS Boxer, where they took down the Iranian drone in the Straits of Cortez, or Straits of Hormuz? Well, they pulled into Bahrain's Khalifa bin Salman port for a visit. Now, they downed one Iranian drone. There were actually two that were up there. The second one didn't get close enough. It turned away after the first one was taken down by the American forces, the Marines on board that ship. And also over there in the Straits of Hormuz, the British Navy has begun escorting British flag vessels traveling through the Straits of Hormuz after the seizure of a British flag tanker by Iranian forces. We have other ships en route as well to assist along with the United States. So things will get more interesting there, I'm sure. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll across the radio airwaves here from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up again. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hola, soy Yvette Payares from Radio Luz 760, and you are listening to the Captain's America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and we are back, and now it's time to go rooster cruising.
Little song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's... That's a little Rooster Cruise in there, and that was by popular demand for Al up there in Nebraska. All right, hope you're doing well, Al. By the way, here we go. Truckers Highway and Byway Report taking a look at the weather across the country. And it's not too bad of a weekend, really, but unless you're out in California, and then, boy, oh, boy, hope you got air conditioning. But anyway, hot temperatures are continuing across the Central Valley of California through the weekend, possibly into Monday. Excessive rainfall is possible over the Central Rockies and Northern Plains Saturday, following an area of moisture, which would be interacting with a surface low pressure. Rain will be moving from west to east. And also, it's going to be quiet on the East Coast inside of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the forecast also from the Gulf Coast to the Northeast is about the same. Afternoon thunderstorms and whatnot as the heat builds up during the day. But let's start out on the East Coast. We'll go east of the Mississippi River tonight. Florida looking pretty good. Don't see much of anything to bother you. I-75, Alligator Alley, I-95, I-10, Florida Turnpike, Suncoast Parkway, as well as the Veterans Expressway. Don't see anything at all to bother you there. And going up I-95, you'll have some bad air conditions when you get up into southeastern Pennsylvania, Philly, over into Jersey, over into towards New York City, into Connecticut and Rhode Island. You'll be looking good from there once you get on up into New Hampshire and the northern part of Massachusetts and Maine, looking good all the way to Nova Scotia as far as road and air quality. Now, looking at North Carolina, you've got a problem with some air quality tonight from about Winston-Salem over to Greensboro in that area. The air is just kind of like just stuck in there on not very healthy. And going up to Ohio tonight from about Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way across to Cleveland, you've got a poor air quality up there as well. Western central part of Ohio along I-70, same thing there for you guys and gals west of Columbus. And taking a look at Michigan, you've got some scattered showers tonight along the western part of Michigan coming off the lake. Also, right now, you've got some scattered showers in parts of Wisconsin and parts of Missouri and parts of the central part of Mississippi tonight. And then going west of the Mississippi River, we'll stay in Texas for a little bit. Dallas Metroplex, you've got a poor air quality day in store for you there. San Antonio and Austin, poor air quality day for you guys and gals there. Down around Houston, just a little bit west of Houston and south, down towards Galveston, the air is kind of stagnant down there as well. Going out west into Arizona, between Tucson and Phoenix, you'll have a poor air quality alert. As far as everything else in between, nothing to bother you till you get all the way up to Montana, where you've got a fire threat advisory today for the central part of Montana. And there is a developing line of showers, it looks like, over to the west of there, headed towards the east. It's been there pretty much all night long, on and off. That could present a problem with lightning, dry lightning, they call it. That would hit the ground in those fire watch areas. And then in the eastern third of Washington State tonight, over towards Wenatchee, from the Idaho border, you've got unsettled weather conditions there. Could be getting some rain or showers during the course of the day. And then, of course, taking a look at California, central part of California, all the way down the valleys from just west of Sacramento all the way down to Ontario, California, you're going to have a high heat advisory there today with temperatures approaching 105, 110 in the heat index. Some may be higher in the high deserts as well. So keep your eyes there. And remember, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, especially some of those pilots that they've made into travel plazas. Getting pretty slick, pretty slick. And they got some great services there for you as well. All right, let's drop on over to the telephone lines. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rather a busy day, rather a busy week that we've had, too. Now, obviously, last night, the welcome news that came from the Supreme Court saying that the $2.5 billion that came from the Defense Department funds, some of the projects that they had there that they weren't going to be doing, to be built, let's see, they're going to build 100 miles of border wall, seven different locations with this.
Yeah, I can't remember if this particular money out of the Defense Department came from the drug interdiction account. I have a feeling that may have been where it came from and not construction, but I could be wrong. There were two different accounts. Remember that?
Yeah, one of them was, I think the construction was like four point something billion. Because I remember the total was six something billion, but you're probably right. And I don't know because it doesn't say where it came from.
Yeah, I've long since forgotten, but we've covered a lot of territory since then. But, you know, I'm very happy that this money is now available. So we shall see where it's going to go. I think Arizona's going to get some of it in a big way. And I don't know about California. I think California put up some kind of a restraining order or something that no wall could be, no new wall. No,
you're right.
New.
You're right.
There's going to be some legal contest there in, I think, the state of California.
Now, what the hell is going on Camp Pendleton? They've now arrested 19 Marines, and I've been kind of following this a little bit. I mean, we're talking about bringing in the illegals, going down there with a car, throwing three or four in a car, coming up, dropping them off, and even drugs.
That's right. I mentioned it last time on your show, I think.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly, but
they did a roll call, and that roll call is when they grabbed these guys. So they kind of did it by, you know, a surprise, kind of a cloak and dagger way. But they've been investigating them for a while. Some were certainly doing the smuggling thing of illegals, which I think these guys were getting paid about $3,000 or $4,000 a smuggle, a person. And then one thing led to another, so there was also some narcotics.
Yeah.
And then we have the SEAL Team 7 issue, which is another problem.
Yeah.
These guys decided they were going to go have some fun over Independence Day. And so they got sent home from Iraq.
Yeah, and we'll get into that in a minute because there's more to that story, too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. We're going to celebrate to the break here, and I will be right back. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Hello, Lubbock, Texas. Hello, Denver. And hello, Clovis, New Mexico.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.